The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading, the phrase "cry out" was repeated many times. Isaiah was calling his people to cry out at a time when they were in exile, cry out with the being heralds of the good news, and they probably were wondering what good news. And here we are, thousands plus years later, and we're still not crying out. Actually, we're silent. Why is that? And someone asked the prophet, "Cry out about what?" After all, we're all human beings, just like the grass and the flowers of the field. One day we will die. What's there to cry out? Well, the difference between us and the people at the time of Isaiah is now we have a reason to cry out. Our God came to save us. We're supposed to cry out to the world the good news that Jesus has came to save us, and now he has won the victory over death for all of us. We're no more like the flowers of the field or the grass, that one day it's green and the next day it's brown. We cry out that we have the gift of eternal life. We can cry out that we have a God who is a good shepherd, who leaves 99 sheep behind to go looking for that lost sheep. We cry out that we, each one of us, at some point in time in our lives, even more, we are that lost sheep. A God who loves us so much that he's willing to risk everything to come find us and brings us to safety. But the reason I think we don't cry out is because we're in a way short-sighted. We just looked at our situation now. Oh, I have these aches and pains. Oh, you know, Christmas and all the stress of Christmas. Oh, I worry about my bills. I worry about my children. Well, yeah, that's part of life. But at the end, we know what's the victory that Jesus has won for us. We can just look at all of these things and live, you know, lives without joy, filled with worry and stress. Or we can be comforted that our God has come to save us. Be comforted what we're about to celebrate at Christmas. Are we really aware of it? Do we really consciously think about and reflect on that God came and took on a human flesh and was born as a baby to save us? To save us. That's what we can cry out about this Christmas, this Advent season in preparation for Christmas. That's how we can become heralds of good news, of joy, of hope, of comfort. Yes, the journey is difficult, but we know it will lead us to a wonderful place. It will lead us to God, who came to us, so one day we will come to him.